Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let me play this audio for you guys. So Nate Taylor was on the station earlier today, and he was asked a simple question. Is the dynasty over for the Chiefs? Here's what he said.
I don't think it's necessarily fair to say the dynasty is over. And I do understand that, like, we are in direct comparison to what the Patriots did for 20 years, which is, I want to just remind the audience, extremely unprecedented. The coach and the quarterback met at the perfect time to do something that had never been done in the history of this league. Okay. Now, they tinkered. They mixed and matched. Personnel people left. Coordinators left, of course. Receivers left. This year is confounding to me because they never got blown out by anybody. Nope. It's ironic that their biggest loss of the season was just Sunday. Now, yeah. Because their coach put them in a pretty difficult situation. It backfired on him. And so, in essence, you now have to chase points, and then that backfires on you. And so you gifted the other team 10 points when they had no business scoring 10 points in the second half when you were, in essence, dominating on defense. You know, if you could tell me, I'm more or less – not concerned with the roster, as strange as that might sound to the audience. I'm more fascinated as to how this coaching staff finds improvement within itself for next season.
That was Nate Taylor earlier today on Cody and Gold. We'll play more of what Nate Taylor had to say. I think in some ways people are just parsing words when it comes to this. Era, dynasty, run, all of those things. The dominance that the Chiefs had, the aura that the Chiefs had, the belief that as long as you have 15 and Andy and you can just figure it out, the Chiefs have done this for the most part with a select 11 to 15 people they've done this with. And yes, you started it with Tyrann Mathieu. You're not going to finish it. You started it with Tyreek Hill. You're not going to finish it. But for the most part, this has been Pat, Andy, Spags, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones. Like, we all know the pieces. That run is over. You can start a new run. Of course you can. You can start a new run. But the book that they have had, the incredible streak that they've had doing it with this group of people, it is over. Now, it is a new challenge. You got to find new stars. You got to find new future Chiefs Hall of Famers. And new Pro Bowlers, and new All-Pros, and new guys to carry you forward. That really was the beauty of Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And we talk a lot about that 10-year gap in the middle between winning Super Bowls, but that was a team that was still going to AFC Championship games, a team that was still competing at the high level. Obviously, it's just really, really difficult to win. But we saw them retool and start over where you did it with Gronk. You did it with Aaron Hernandez. You did it with Wes Welker. You did it with Randy Moss. You did it with Vince Wilfork. We can go up and down the list of guys for the New England Patriots. the Chiefs now have to enter that phase. The Chiefs got to enter that phase. Can they find a Randy Moss? Can they find a guy in free agency that was unhappy in their current situation? You can steal him for the cheap. You bring him here, and he finds a second lease on life. Can you develop wide receivers the way that the Patriots did with Danny Amendola and Wes Welker? Two guys that were good wide receivers, and then you turn them into potentially great wide receivers. We can go through the defensive pieces. So the first movie is over for the Chiefs. It's over. They have showed the credits. They are cleaning out the movie theater. You can make another movie, sure, but there's no conversation to me anymore about the Chiefs and how we used to talk about them anymore. We talked about them like they were superheroes. They're not superheroes right now. You can't be a superhero when you're 6-7. You can't be a superhero when your quarterback has been outplayed in these fourth quarters by Bo Nix and CJ Stroud and Trevor Lawrence. And no. No, you lost your superpower. You got to get it back. I mean, Rocky got his championship belt back, but you got to go out there and you got to prove it in the ring. You had to beat Clubber Lang to get your belt back. You haven't beaten Clubber Lang to get your championship back. You haven't beaten Drago. Rocky got back. He lost it, and then he got it back. So that's where I am with the Chiefs. I feel like we're parsing all. Is it over? Yeah, it's over. Stop it. You're watching these games too. The way that we used to feel about Kansas City, the invincibility, the aura around them, it's over. They have to fight to get it back. That's the sequel. That's the character arc of all of this. And we'll see if they can do it. Here's Nate Taylor. He was asked a question about Andy Reid not being as sharp.
For whatever reason this year, and I don't know the exact answer for it, and I'm wondering if they're struggling to find the answers too within their own team facility, Andy has just not been as sharp himself. Mm-hmm. As he has been throughout the course of this dynasty. And that's got to be one of the more destabilizing sort of like, you know, perplexing parts of all this is, again, I am more focused on the coaching staff because the coaching staff gave them such advantages for so long. And now you're struggling to find any advantage on a down-to-down basis from a coaching standpoint.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's very, very difficult to argue with what Nate Taylor is saying. I think it's really twofold. I would say the first part of it is the Chiefs are losing this games because their stars are not coming through. If you think back to Sunday's game against Houston, they lost that game because Patrick Mahomes played about as poorly as he's played in a regular season game. You lost that game because Travis Kelce had a couple of critical drops. You lost that game because Rashee Rice had a critical drop on fourth down. You lost that game because Harrison Butker missed another field goal. Harrison Butker has missed more field goals this season, if you were counting extra points and regular field goal attempts, than any other kicker in the National Football League. We can talk about depth, and we can point the finger at a Charles Omenihu or Mike Dana or Chamari Connor or those guys. Man, they won championships because their foundation was as strong as any team in the history of the National Football League. that foundation is crumbling in some ways. So I think a lot of people are now kind of looking at it as, we need to overhaul. We need to renovate here. We need to clean house. Man, a majority of the people that were a part of the loss on Sunday, those guys are coming back. Chris Jones isn't going anywhere. Patrick Mahomes isn't going anywhere. Andy isn't leaving. I mean, maybe Trent McDuffie goes somewhere. We'll see. I expect Rashee Rice to be on the team for next season. Harrison Butker is going to be on the team next season. So some of it is absolutely about drafting, developing, creating that support. The other part of it is you need more from your stars than you got this season. And to what Nate is saying about Andy, is Andy prepared to make the changes on the coaching staff? Because it's one thing for me to say it. It's one thing for you to say it. They actually got to go out there and do it. Is Andy prepared to fire some of his friends? Is Andy prepared to fire some of the people that have helped build this thing up into the dynasty that it once was? Is Andy ready to look at his special teams coordinator and say, hey, it's time for you to retire. You lived a great life, but you can no longer be our special teams coordinator. Is Andy ready to look at his defensive line coach and have that same conversation? Because if there's one thing the Chiefs really haven't had to do much over the last 4 or 5 years, it's have tough conversations. They've been winning. They haven't had to let anybody go. They've been winning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.